This is how you know your weekend has started, when you hear the beginning of the Harris Challenge. The topical trivia game that everybody wants to play, and you can get in here and play along with us on the air right now. 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS, or on your cell phone, *KTRS. As long as you have not won from us in the last 60 days, you can play the Harris Challenge today. Here's what you're playing for that you can win now, and thus make yourself ineligible for the next 60 days. Mm-hmm. You can have a pair of tickets to the opening night of Defending the Caveman, which is next Tuesday, October 10th, at the Playhouse at Westport Plaza. Tickets are on sale if you want to get them at MetroTix.com. Or you can have a pair of tickets to opening night of Evil Dead, the musical, at the Grandel Theater next Thursday. That's October 12th. Tickets also online at MetroTix.com. Or you can go out to the Family Arena next Saturday, the 14th, to the Rock of the 70s concert with Foghat, Jefferson Starship, Atlanta Rhythm Section, and Pure Prairie League. Or you can have a dozen donuts from Old Town Donuts in Florissant and Cottleville. Yes, I said Cottleville. Or you can have a gift card from Peroni's Pizza in Florissant and St. Peter's at 70 and 79. That's just if you win the Harris Challenge. But if you get every question in your category correct, yeah, we call that the clean sweep, and we will also give you dinner at Candice's Italian Restaurant and Bar at Holloway in Manchester and Baldwin, online at candices.net. And we'll also give you a Breezy Buddy cooling pillow, the travel pillow with a fan inside that you will want for the woman in your life who has reached that certain age where she's a little hotter than she should be. All right, that's breezybuddy.com. And that's what we're playing for today, and let's meet our first contestant, and that's you, Mary. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Paul.
Hi. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity, the only place in broadcasting where you, the consumer, can exploit the public airwaves for your own personal gain.
I'd like to give a shout-out to my niece, Morgan Davis, and to my husband, Larry.
Okay, let me turn on the semi-random category computer. We'll have five contestants, so there will be five categories total, but you'll choose from the first three that come up on my screen. Led, of course, by our most topical category, Have You Been Paying Attention? Or category two, Heartbroken over Tom Petty, who, of course, we know died this week at age 66. Or you can have sci-fi remakes, what with Blade Runner 2049 opening today. Which of those would you like, Mary?
I'm going to take Tom Petty.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock. Start with the one-pointer, work our way up to the five-pointer. You need 8 points or better to win. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who did Tom Petty duet with on the song Stop Dragging My Heart Around?
Beating It.
Correct. What was the name of Tom Petty's band before the Heartbreakers? Was it Mudcrutch, Gator Boys, or the Ozone?
Pass.
Pass on that. For 1 point each, name three of the other four Traveling Wilburys with Tom Petty.
Roy Orbison.
Yep.
Dylan.
Yep.
Still.
Orbison, yeah. Dylan. Okay, we'll pass on a third one. Who inducted Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2002? Was it Roger McGuinn, Don Henley, or Jacob Dylan?
Don Henley.
Jacob Dylan. What was the first Petty song to go to number one on the U.S. rock singles chart? Breakdown, The Waiting, or You Got Lucky?
Breakdown.
It was The Waiting in 1981. You Got Lucky was 1982. Breakdown did come out in 1977, but it never went to number one. And Petty's band before the Heartbreakers was called Mudcrutch, which I've always thought was just a fantastic name for a band. Let's see how you did here, Mary. You got one for Stevie Nicks, one for Bob Dylan, one for Roy Orbison, and unfortunately that's only 3 points, so not only are you below the winning threshold, you're into the punishment zone here, Mary.
You know,
you know what that means? I do have to punish you. It's federal law. We're a federally licensed facility. I follow the law on this show. And so today we go to, I can't speak for everybody, but I got to call her my favorite Asian singer. Her name is Wing. You'll notice the tempo is just a little slow. And that's a guy imitating Eddie Van Halen's guitar. Now here's Wing to sing.
They told him, don't you ever come around here. Don't want to see your face, better disappear. The fire in this eye and the words are really clear. So baby, just baby.
You know, tempo doesn't matter that much. Are you crying, Uncle Mary?
I am. I feel so bad. I apologize to all your listeners, and my ears have started to bleed. Thank you.
Thank you for calling. Hope you have a good weekend.
Thanks. You too.
Let's go on to our next contestant. Hi, Jenny.
Hello.
Hi. You want to plug something?
Yeah, sure. I own a creative reuse center called Upcycle Treasure Box in South County.
Okay. A creative reuse center.
Correct.
That's a great category of business I'd never heard of before. Let's see what category you would like to reuse for the very first time. We have you been paying attention? Sci-fi remakes, or our new third category, This Week in History.
Oh, let's do This Week in History.
Okay, 60 seconds on the clock, Jenny. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What was the name of the first artificial satellite launched 60 years ago this week by the Soviet Union?
Pass.
Who became the first U.S. president to deliver a televised address from the White House 70 years ago this week?
Roosevelt.
Harry Truman. What became the first movie rated NC-17 this week in 1990? Was it Boogie Nights, Henry and June, or Sex, Lies, and Videotape?
Sex, Lies, and Videotape.
Henry and June. In 1970, which classic rocker died at age 27 as she was putting the finishing touches on her album Pearl?
Pass.
What was the name of the Egyptian president who was assassinated on this day in 1981?
Oh, pass on that, too.
Okay. We need that Soviet satellite.
Sputnik.
I'm gonna give you 1 point for Sputnik because you said it at the bell and because I kind of felt sorry for anybody who picks the category and then whiffs completely. So, yeah, it was Sputnik, and it was Janis Joplin who was making the album Pearl when she died at age 27, and Anwar Sadat was the assassinated Egyptian president. So you got that one lone point for Sputnik, Jenny, and that means I had to punish you as well. What? No, you're wrong, Wing. You're wrong. Trust me. Jenny, I hope you have a good weekend. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Let's move on to our third contestant now. That's you, Mike. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Paul. How are you today?
Good. Take your 5 seconds and exploit the public airwaves.
You know, I've got nothing to say except for hello to my lovely wife.
Go ahead.
Hello, lovely wife.
Who has no name?
No.
Okay.
She has no name.
Wow. Okay.
But she's listening, so I got a smirk.
All right. Category. Oh, she's with you right now?
Of course.
Okay. Have you been paying attention? Sci-fi remakes or our new third category, sports and showbiz?
Oh. I guess we'll try the have you been paying attention category.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock, Mike. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who was released from the Lovelock Correctional Center in Nevada Sunday? That's correct. A company called Hyperloop One wants to build a high-speed transportation system between St. Louis and what two other Missouri cities?
Kansas City, and the other one I didn't hear, so I'd say probably Columbia.
That's correct. Which tech company's 2013 data breach, thought to affect 1 billion accounts, actually affected 3 billion accounts?
Equifax?
No, it's Yahoo. Which character from a classic board game photobombed the CEO of Equifax as he testified to Congress this week?
Mr. Top Hat or Top Ham or whatever it is.
From what game?
Monopoly.
That's correct. In which state is pro-life advocate Tim Murphy resigning from Congress after allegedly asking his mistress to have an abortion? Yes, it is Pennsylvania. And that means you've got the 5 and the 4 and the 2 and the 1. And that's a total of 12 points, Mike. You're a winner.
Hey, thank you very much.
Congratulations. Hang on. Tell Robert which prize you'd like, and then you and your wife can have a nice weekend together.
Thank you, Paul. Have a good night.
Is she high-fiving you right now?
I just did get a high-five,
I had a feeling I heard that. All right. Have a great weekend. Thanks for playing. Here's contestant number 4. Hello, Bob.
Hello.
Hi. Welcome to the show. Go ahead and plug something.
Schneider TV for all your TV repair needs, 428-4800.
Okay. Have you been in the business a long time?
My entire life.
So you go back to the days where people had to bring in tubes to be tested.
As a boy, yes.
Yeah. You know what? My daughter's generation has no idea what we're talking about. What are you talking about?
Not a bit.
They never went in and had to fit it in that tube tester. Oh, it works here. How come it doesn't work at home?
Remember the old line, I was 12 before I thought my name was Change the Channel.
Yes, I do. All right, two categories left here, Bob. You can have sci-fi remakes or sports and showbiz.
Well, neither one of them are the one I wanted, so let's go with sports and showbiz.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock, Bob. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which performer has canceled his concerts for this weekend because of his heartache about what happened while he was on stage in Vegas Sunday night?
I'm going to have to pass on that one for a minute.
Which movie executive's decades of harassment were alleged by Ashley Judd and other women in a New York Times expose this week?
Weinstein.
Correct. Which classic rocker has postponed 19 tour dates, including next week's show in St. Louis, because of problems with his vertebrae?
Bob Seger.
Correct. Which sports league's championship was won this week for the fourth time in 7 years by the Minnesota Lynx?
I have passed on that one for a minute.
Which NFL quarterback got some backlash after laughing at a female reporter's question during a news conference Wednesday?
Newton.
Cam Newton is right. Back to the one-pointer. Who was on stage Sunday when that massacre broke out in Vegas?
I forgot the guy. I see it, but that's about it.
Jason Aldean.
There you go.
I think it's going to be a while before he gets back on stage after the trauma of that. And the Minnesota Lynx won the WNBA championship.
Got it.
Oh, incidentally, about Cam Newton, he has lost his sponsorship with the Dannon Yogurt Company because they said if he doesn't respect women, which is our target audience, that's probably not a good deal for us. But, Bob, you got the 2, the 3, and the 5. That's a total of 10 points, and you are a winner as well. Congratulations.
All right. Thank you.
Hang on. Robert will give you your choice of prizes, and I will go to our final contestant now. Hello, Bill.
Hello, Paul.
Hi. Tell us about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
Oh, I just want to say that I'm riding home with my son, River, and I want to say a speedy recovery to my wife, Melissa.
Okay. One category left here, Bill. It's sci-fi remakes, because Blade Runner 2049 is opening up today. Let's see what you know about this category. Let's play the Harris Challenge.
I'll get my turn.
Mark Wahlberg starred in the 2001 remake of Planet of the Apes, but who starred in the 1968 original?
Charlton Heston.
Correct. Which 1990 Arnold Schwarzenegger movie with a Martian plot was remade in 2012 with Colin Farrell in the lead role?
Recall?
Correct. What 1958 movie did David Cronenberg remake in 1986 with Jeff Goldblum pleading with Gina Davis, "Help me, help me"?
The Fly.
That's correct. Which H.G. Wells novel was turned into a 1953 movie starring Gene Barry and a 2005 movie starring Tom Cruise?
War of the Worlds.
War of the Worlds is right. For the clean sweep, what 1956 movie about pod people starring Kevin McCarthy was remade with Donald Sutherland in the lead in 1978?
Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
Ladies and gentlemen, you cannot do better than that. All 15 points, the full clean sweep. Congratulations, Bill.
Thank you very much, Paul.
Not only will you get your choice of prizes, you'll also get the gift certificate for dinner at Candice's and the Breezy Buddy fan pillow. Way to go.
Thank you very much.
You are very, very welcome. Enjoy them and have a great weekend. And thanks for playing the Harris Challenge, which we do every Friday just after the 5 o'clock news. And if you've missed them, well, they're in the archives on my website, harrisonline.com. Meet me.